Today Shir's Masechta Yoma Dav Zayin. We will begin on Dav Vav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The second word, Itmor. In yesterday's sugya, we left off that there was a machlokas whether Tumas Hameis specifically is Dechuya Hibitzibur or whether Tumas Hameis is Hutra Hibitzibur, which means if we say Tumas Hameis is Hutra Bitzibur, this means that the Torah never said the Isser of Tumas Hameis when it comes to a Korban Sibur. It's as if the whole halacha of Tumas Hameis does not exist when it comes concerning a Korban Sibur. However, if we hold Tuma Dechuya Hibitzibur, it means there is a halach of Tuma, and it's only reluctantly that the Korban Sibur overrides the Isser of Tuma Sameis. And the Nafkamina is, as we will see in today's Sugya, whether we have to search for a way to do it B'tahar or not. If we say Tuma Sameis is Hutru Hibitzibur, then it's not necessary to look for any precautions or any ways to improve on the situation. However, if we hold Tumas Hameis as Tchuyi Bitzibur, then it is required to search for precautions and to search for ways to do it beheter, if at all possible. Let us begin the sugya. Itmor. Tumas Hameis. Rav Nachman Amar Hutrihi Bitzibur. Rav Nachman says that the Isser Tuma was not said Bitzibur, and it's totally permissible. Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya Hi Bitzibur, it is overridden Bitzibur. We push away the Isser of Tumas Hameis by a Korban Sibur, but it is not Hutra. The Gemara now tells us the parameters of the Machlokas. Before we begin the parameters, it is important to point out the very important understanding of what it means Tumas Hameis Hutra Hi Bitzibur. Although there's a stress on the word Bitzibur, and this would indicate that a Korban Yochid would not become permitted in Tuma, however, the Gemara in Tumurat Daf Yudala tells us that really the criterion is not Sibur versus Yochid, but rather is it Kavua Loizman or it is Eina Kavua Loizman. As the Gvura Sari and the Torah Chaim explain, most Korbanis Sibur are Kavua Loizman. They come at a certain time. There's a Musav of Rosh Chodesh, there's a Musav that has to be brought on Yontiv. It comes at a specific day of the year on the Jewish calendar. That's Kavua Loizman. So since most Korbanis Tzibur are Kavua Loizman, so we call it Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur as if the Heter is because it's a Korban Sibur. Really, the Heter is not because of Korban Sibur, but the Heter is because it's Kavua Loizman. If you have a Korban Yochid that is Kavua Loizman, it would have the same Heter. If you had a Korban Sibur that was not Kavua Loizman, it would not have the Heter. So this is a very important principle to be aware of. As the Torah Chaim and the Gevura Sari explain, that since most Korbanis Tzibur are Kavua Loizman, that's why we have given the criterion as Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. But what we really mean is Tuma Hutra B'Korban She'Kavua Loizman. There are also three other characteristics of this heter of Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, and that is that this heter, as we mentioned in yesterday's shir, is only said by Tumas Meis, as the Gemara here begins. Zoyse Mera, the Gemara we had yesterday, Zoyse Meres, Tumas Hameis, Hutri B'Tzibur, or Itmor, Tumas Hameis, or Nachman Omer Hutri B'Tzibur, Sheisha Omer Dechuyi B'Tzibur. We're talking about Tumas Hameis. Rashi on the top of the Zayin Amud Aleph, which we'll learn together today, tells us that other tumos which emanate from a person's, which are emitted from a person's guf, they are not hutra b'tzibur. for example, Zavin, Metzorah, Nidos, Yoldos, and Huadin, Boil Nida, has a halach of Nida, and that was not said, Tuma, Hutra, Betzibur. The halach of Tuma, Hutra, Betzibur is said whether the entire Tzibur, or Roiv of the Tzibur is Tame, whether the Kayin, who's being Makriv, the Korban Tzibur is Tame, or whether the Klishores that is being used is Tame. Those are all instances where we would say, Tuma, Hutra, Betzibur. Therefore, we say it not only by the meat becoming Tame, but we say Tuma, Hutra, Betzibur, even by the Klishores, the Tzibur, or the Kayin. And according to the Mandiyamar, that Hutra Hibitzibur, then no precautions are necessary, as we mentioned before. Later in the Sugyu, we will contrast all of these characteristics with another thing that is Matur Tumah, and that is the Tzitz. The Tzitz is Meratza. When the Kohen Gadol, according to one Mandiyamar, wears the Tzitz, or according to another Mandiyamar, when it's found in the Beis Hamikdash, so then that has different parameters, and in all of these four areas that we mentioned until now, they have different dinim, and we'll see that later in the sugya. Continues the Gemara, what are the parameters of this machlokes, whether tuma hutra betzibur or tchuyu betzibur? So the Gemara says, bahu beis av kuli amalei pligi de tahirin avdi tzmein le avdi. Let's say the way the structure of the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash was that there were 24 mishmoros, and each group of kohanim used to work 1 week. In that 1 week, there were either 6 or 7 batei av, it's a machlokas rishonim, and each beis av would work on one of the days of the week. The first beis av would work Sunday, the second beis av would work Monday, and so on. So the Gemara is telling us that if in that Beis Av there are Tmein and Tahorin, then everyone agrees, there's no Machlokes of Nachman Reb Sheshes, everyone agrees that of course you would have the Tahorin doing the Avoda. Ki Pligi La Hadure V'Lasuya Tahorin Beis Av Achorin. What happens if this entire Beis Av is Tamei? Do I have to go out and look for a Tohar Koyen in another Beis Av? Rav Nachman Amar Heter Hu Betzibur V'loy Madrinin. Rav Nachman says that Tuma Hutra Betzibur, and you don't have to look for a Tohar Koyen in another Beis Av. Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya Hi Betzibur. Rav Sheshes says it's Dechuya Betzibur, and it's only reluctantly that they allowed the korban to be brought betuma, and therefore, if at all possible, if you can find a Koyen Tohar in another Beis Av, you should do so, Madrid, and then you have to look for that other Kohen Tor in the other Beis Av. Ikad the Amri, some say that no, Afila Hechad Ikad Toharim Utmeim Bahu Beis Av. Even if there are Toharim and Utmeim in the same Beis Av, Polig Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is adamant in his position, and he says, Tumah Hutra B'Sibur V'Omar Avdi Nami Utmeim, that we don't have to look for, even in the same Beis Av, we do not have to look for another Tohor coin. We could take L'chatchila a Tomei coin as well. Now we turn to Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. As Rav Nachman continues, according to this Mandiyamar, the Chol Tumas Meis Betzibur Rachman Asharya, any Tumas Meis Betzibur the Torah permitted, even in the same Beis Av. So it comes out we have a machlokus in these two Lushoinis, whether Rav Nachman goes to the extreme and it permits Tumah Hutra Betzibur even in the same Beis Av, it's not necessary to look for a Kohen Tor, you can take L'chatchila a Kohen Tomei, or no, in the same Beis Av, he's moited to Rav Sheshes, he's only arguing Rav Sheshes. If the whole Beis Av is Tomei, do you have to go and look for a Kohen in another Beis Av? He says you don't, because Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Rav Sheshes says you do, because Tumah Dechuya Hi Betzibur. The Gvuris Ari points out that according to the first Lashon, that Rav Nachman would be moited to Rav Sheshes in the same Beis Av, that you do have to go to the Kohen Tor, that's only a din mid Rabbanan. Mid a rice if Tumah Hutra Betzibur, of course, even the first Lashon in our Gemara holds, since Tumah Hutra Betzibur, you do not have to look even in the same Beis Av. However, mid Rabbanan, the Rabbanan wanted to be more machmer, and they said that we shouldn't learn out that a korban that's not kavua leizman is permitted. So they said, in the same Beis Av, do take the koyin tor. Continues our Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, before we go to Rav Sheshes, let's see the top Rashi, which we had mentioned before. Kol tumas meis betziv shruya rechmana desiv ish ki yatomli nefesh yasa pesach sheni. So we learn out ish nitchil pesach sheni vein sibur nidachin, that only an individual makes the pesach and pesach sheni and not the whole tzibur. Avol zavinu mitzaram nidus v'yaldish shenitmu shetumasoi yoytzel of migufoi loy hutra. This halacha of tuma hutra betziver is only tumas hameis, as we mentioned before, and not all of these people who are tamei where the tuma is emitted from their guf. Boyal nida can nida. Boyal nida, even though the tuma doesn't come from his guf, but he has the same halacha as a nida, and there we would not say that tuma hutra betziver. Therefore, in our sugya, where we're trying to figure out why the kohen is pyrish even from his wife for 7 days, and he's not pyrish from other people, why don't we worry about tumas hameis? So the Gemara said before, if you hold tuma hutra betziver, you don't have to worry about tumas hameis. However, tuma hutra betziver does not apply to tuma yotze miguf of a nida, and therefore the chashash that we have of him being boiled a suffik nida is a tuma that comes from the guf. On that we do not say tuma hutra betziver, and that's why our Mishnah requires a prisha for 7 days. Continues the Gemara. Arm Rav Sheish, not minulah. How do I know my halacha that tuma tchuyah he betziver? The sign we learned in the brisa. If the koyin was being makrav the mincha that comes on the 16th day of Nisan, the korban that's brought to be matr the chadosh and the nitmas beyode, and in the koyin's hand it became tamei. Oimer, he says to other people, they bring another Minchas Oimer instead of the one that became Tomei. The Messiah Shashas brings another Girsa. If there is another one available, they had other flour to make the Minchas Oimer from flour that was not Tomei. So then Oimer Loi Have, he says, go bring. Continues our Gemara. V'imein Sham Elohi. And if there's only the one that became Tomei, Oimrim Loi, then we tell the Koyin Havi Bikech, be smart, since you can't do anything about it anyway, Usha Soik, and be quiet and bring it Bituma. Because Tuma is permitted Bitzibr. But what do we see? Tanamias, we learned Oimer Mavin Acher Stachtel. That if the Minchas Oimer became Tomei in his hand, he goes ahead and brings another one if it's available. So what do you see clear? Says Rosh Hashanah, this proves my point, that Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur, and if we're able to find something Torah, we should. According to Rav Nachman, if Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, why would he have to bother to look for another one? He should use whatever he has. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, my Dina, I admit to you, I agree to you, hey, Chodikah Sharayim, wherever you have left over, because here the Koyin takes a kmitzi, takes a fistful, puts it on the Mizbeach, and he burns it on the Mizbeach, but the rest is mutter for the Kohanim to eat. Hey, Chodikah Sharayim Lachila, where we're going to be eating the leftovers of the Korban Oimer, the Minchas Oimer, there I admit that we should... we only are matter reluctantly. There I also agree that we do not say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So here we have an exception to the rule of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, even though it is a Kavua Loizman, it's a Korban Tzibur, which is normally Hutra B'Tzibur, but since the Shiraim are given to be eaten, if it's something that has to be eaten, we do it in the best way possible. And I'm also moited to you in this case that we will say that Tuma here will be Tchuya. Meisve, Rav Sheish asked another question, Hoya Makriv Minchas Porm Ve'elim Ukvasim, if the coin was being Makriv the Mincha of bulls, Porm Ve'elim and Rams Ukvasim and Lambs, Ve'nitmas Be'yodei, and this the Mincha became Tomei. The Gemara thought this is being about Minchas Nesachim, which are brought with these various Karbonois. Oimer, he calls out, he brings a Torah one instead of the one that became Tameh. Then im ein sham elahi, and if this is the only one that is there, the one that became Tameh, we say the same as we learned in the Gemara before. Oimrim loy, have you bekech, be smart, ushasoik, be quiet, there's nothing you can do about it anyway, you don't have another substitute, and use whatever you have. My love, so Gemara says, isn't it speaking about Purim, Elam, Ukfasim, Dechag? It's speaking about the bulls and the rams and the lambs that we will be using on Sukkot. And these are korbanos that are korban tzibur, and Rashi says, manoi kavua, and minchas nesachim is doichatuma. And yet we say that if you have an alternative one, when it became tameh, you should bring the alternative one. The one that's tor is a clear proof that even by a korban tzibur, which is kavua loizman, it's kavua loizman, it's korbanos of the chag, and yet you say tumat chuyu betzibur, not tutur betzibur. Amar lo Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman will answer loy. It's not speaking about Purim Elam Ukvasim of Sukkis, which is kavul azman, but rather Purim are par avodah zara, the par of the avodah zara, which was an oila, and this was brought whenever roiv of Klal Yisrael served avodah zara based on a mistaken psak by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So if Roiv of Klal Yisrael, based on that mistaken psak, served avodah zara, they have to bring this par as a kapora. This is an ola. And says the Gemara, afal gav de tzibur, even though it is a korban tzibur, avar kivin de loikvi alezman madrina. As we mentioned before, the main criteria in being doicha tuma, or saying tuma hutra betzibur, is if it's kavua loizman, if it has a certain time, it comes on Sukkot, as the Gemara's havam and it was. But over here where it's loikvi alezman, it doesn't have a set time because there's no set time to bring the par of the avodah zara. It's based on when Klal Yisrael b'shoigeg sinned with the chet of avodah zara, but it has no set time. So therefore, we will not say, says Rav Nachman, that tuma hutra b'tzibur, but madrina. Now Tosfos has a problem with this Gemara. Because in Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Purim Par Avodah Zarah, Tosfos wants to understand that if in fact this is not Kviyah Leizman, then even if he has no other korban, why do we say to him, be quiet and just bring whatever you have? If it's like Kviyah Leizman, which we mentioned for the Gemara and Tmur Daf Yudal, that's the main criterion to permit one to bring this korban in a state of tumah. If that criterion has not been realized, then it shouldn't be hutra, it shouldn't be tchuya, it's not called tzibur. Because what does tzibur mean? Tzibur means when it's kavul oizman, as we mentioned before. If it's not kavul oizman, we don't call it a korban tzibur that's hutra or dchuya, and therefore you shouldn't bring it at all. That's what Tosfos kasha is. And Tosfos answers that the reason you're allowed to bring it, five lines before the end of the Tosfos, Vaha, the Mevi'ah Betumah, Haina Mishum, the Ritzri Tzitz. That's because it has Ritzri Tzitz. And Tosfos adds on, V'dafka Tumas Korban, the Meratza Tzitz. Tzitz, when the Kohen wears it, or even if it's in the base of Migdash, according to one man the Amr, without the Kohen wearing it, which is meratze, which allows you to bring anything tummy on the mizbech, that's only if there's a tumah in the korban. Avol tumas haguf, but the tumas haguf the kohanim loy itzel gabayu klal the legamri chashuv korban yachid. It's considered korban yachid. The whole heter of tzitz is only for the meat itself. So this is one difference which we had from Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, which we mentioned before, because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is on the Tumah of the Gavri, of the people itself. And here Tosfos tells us clearly that the Ritzri Tzitz is not on the Gavri, it's only on the item that was Tameh. So since over here the item was Tameh, so therefore you are based on the Ritzvah Tzitz, you're allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. But it does not allow a Kohen to serve B'tumah, or a Tzibur to serve B'tumah. It's only a Heter on the Basar. That's one nafkamina between Tzitz and the Heter of Tumah, Hutra, B'tzibur. There are three other nafkaminas. Tumah, which has a Heter of Ritzu Tzitz, is Mutter, whether it's B'tzibur or whether it's B'yachid. As we defined it, whether it's kavua loizman or ain't a kavua loizman. By tumah hutra b'tzibur, we said that that's only a heter when it's b'tzibur, which means when it's kavua loizman. Ritzui tzitz is whether it's kavua loizman or not. The second nafkamina is, we mentioned before that tumah hutra b'tzibur is only tumas meis hutra b'tzibur. But anything that's yoytzim in a guf, like nida or zav mitzayra, there is no heter of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Mashi enkein by ritzui tzitz. If the basar became tummy, it doesn't matter what kind of tumah, how the basar became tummy, from what, doesn't make any difference. Even if it's yaitzim and aguf, it would be meratzit. The other nafkamina we already mentioned, that it goes only if the korban is tummy, not if the kohen is tummy. What mashi enkein by tumah hutra b'tzibur, it's even if the kohen is tameh. And finally, that if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, you don't have to look for any way to make it more mutter than it is. The Torah didn't say tumas meis when it comes to the tzibur, as we explained. So therefore, you're not madrinin to find a kohen who is tor, even if you have a kohen tameh. Masha enkein, the heter of Ritzui Tzitz is only as a last resort, if you have no other way. That's why the Gemara says over here, we tell him, go and take another a korban. If you have no alternative, then be quiet and take whatever you have, because that's a halach in Ritzui Tzitz. So Rav Nachman says, I hold tumah hutra b'tzibur. But here where we're dealing with the tumah of the meat, on that there we come on to Ritzui Tzitz. A Ritzui Tzitz, even I am moded that madrinan. We have to look for the best way to do it, and the heter of Ritzui Tzitz is only if we have exhausted every other way. But if I could bring a different par as for the Avodah Zorah, for Mechaper on the Aver of the Avodah Zorah, which is not Tameh, then I do not rely on Ritzui Tzitz. I have to bring that Korban B'Tahara. Continues the Gemara, how will Rav Nachman learn the other two items, Elim? The Gemara says, Be'eloi shel Aaron, this will be the Isle of Aaron, the Afagav the Kviel Leizman, even though it's a Korban Yochid, which is Kviel Leizman, but Kivan the Yochid who Mahadrinon, since it's a Yochid, we do look after someone else. We do try to find someone B'Tahara. Now, actually, this goes against what we've been learning the whole time. We have mentioned in today's shir, in yesterday's shir, that the difference is not in Tzibur or Yochid, the difference is in Kavul Leizman or Ein Kavul Leizman. And if it's a Korban Yochid, but it's Kavul Leizman, that would have Halacha of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And in fact, the second Tosfos asked this question, Kivan de Yochid U'Madrinan, let us learn the Tosfos inside. Here, it'll be if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tosfos here is asking the opposite of what he asked before. In the Tosfos before, he asked if it's a Korban Tzibur, which is Eina Kavul Eizman, then why is there even a Heter? Why, if there would be no korban, no other korban available, would we say be quiet and be makrivit the way it is? You shouldn't be allowed to be makrivit at all because you don't have the heter here. You have no permission to do it. However, here Tosfos is asking it should be mutter entirely. Because it does have halacha of korban tzibur, That's Tosfos Kasha here. And it would be Matar even Tumah Degagri. As we said, if you're coming on not to Tzitz Veratza, if you're coming on to the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then even if the Tumah goes on Degagri, it is Matar. It permits you to do it. Me, who says Tosfos, like Hutra by Tumah, Ela Dechuyu. Here it's only Dechuy. Kivin the Yachid, come isolate. Since it's a Yachid, the Tamali asked Tosfos. Vakula Mikroinatki Perkatsal. We learn it from a Pasuk. By Dabar Moishas Mardei Hashem, Hakosov Kova Moyid Echad Lakula. Maishna the Yeshman Shut Behem Tuma, the Yeshman Dakuya. Since we said that Korban Yachid, if it's Kavul Izman, has Alocha of Korban Sibber. And we learned it out from the same Pasuk. So why, in fact, is only a Korban Sibber Hutra and a Korban Yachid is Dakuya? Tosfos answers, Yeshlam, Lamandi, Yomer Tumur Hatari, Bekula Hutter Tumur Midaraisa, Elamid Rabbanan Gazra, Huda Bekorban Yachid, Dila Hedria Tahirin, Einachanami, it's only a Din Rabbanan, just like we had before in the Sugya. If you hold Tumur Hutter Sivir, but the Rabbanan, when it came to the same base of, they made a Chumra. So Tosfos says here too, Midaraisa, a Korban Yachid, that's Kabul Isman, has a Din of a Korban Sivir, and it's Hutra B'tzibur. The Rabbanan made a stringency to say that it's not Hutra, and you should therefore try to find a kosher korban in this case. According to the Mandi Omer, that Tumah Dechuyah, he B'tzibur, then in all cases, Yachid, Tzibur, it's always Dechuyah Midaraisa. According to the Mandi Omer, that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Midaraisa, in all cases, it's Hutra. Even by a Yachid, if it's Kavul Oizman, it's Hutra. But Midarabonin, if it's a Yachid, there they were Machmer, and they said that you Mahadrin, and you have to try to find a Kosher Korban. Continues the Gemara. What about the last case? Kvasim. Rav Nachman answers, it's not speaking about kvasim of a chag, which will be kavul ezman, and then it should be tumah hutra v'tzibur, but rather the keves habo im ha'imer, the mincha is not minchas nesachim, but rather it's the minchas ha'imer. There is shirayim lachila, there is shirayim, and like we learned before, that wherever there is shirayim lachila, then the Mandi Omer says tumah hutra v'tzibur agrees that it's only dechuyo. Meisri, I'll ask you a question. Dam shen nitma v'zorka b'shoigig, if dam became tummy, and the kohen accidentally threw it hurtza, then the dam is mutter. But b'meizid, if he did it b'meizid, loy hurtza, then it does not affect ritzui. As Rashi says, v'afapishat tzitz meratza, even though we have the tzitz, and the tzitz, as we explained before, is meratza on the meat or on the dam, on anything that's brought on the mizbeach, Bakonsu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made a knash, loye bas nechel, that the meat should not be eaten. Avo bailam yunis chaper. The bailam are mechaper. The kayan who threw it bemezid, he gets a knash that he cannot eat the meat. But the ritzi for the baal, his forgiveness, goes into effect. Because otherwise, if you're going to say the Rabbanan said the Bailam had no kapora, it'll come out that he'll have to bring another korban, and it'll come out that since Midaraisa it is really acceptable, the Rabbanan are causing a chulin to be a non-holy item to be slaughtered in the Beis Hamikdash, which is an avera. Dulay nitnu chulin lazora. The Midaraisa chazi. Midaraisa they are permitted. Umiyu shamina mine the lav heteri. That we learned from this halacha, from the knas that the Rabbanu make, that where there's a chilek, shayging amazed, so the Ritva explains Rashi, we see that since there is a chilek, shayging amazed, and since you need the ritzi tzitz, that all proves that it can't be heter gomer, because if it would be heter gomer, the Rabbanu wouldn't come along, and even the amazed make a knas, they wouldn't require a ritzi tzitz, because it's heter gomer. The Gemara answers, no. Kitanya hi, when was that learned? The Yachid. We're not speaking about a Korban Sibber. By a Korban Sibber, and a Konami, it would be Heter Gomer, and we wouldn't make any Knas. But by a Korban Yachid, we're speaking about a Korban Yachid, and there the Rabbanon did make a Knas. But that has nothing to do with our Sugya of Tuma, Hutra, or Dechuya B'Tzibber. Tashima. Amah, Tzitz Meratza, what is the Tzitz Meratza on? Al Adam, on dam, v'ala basar, v'ala chaylev, as we mentioned before, anything that's nikrav on the mizbeach, we use ritzitzitz. She'nitna became tamei, bein b'shayi, bein b'mezid, whether it was by accident, whether it was on purpose, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzen, whether it was against someone's will, it was with someone's will, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, whether it's for a yachid or whether it's for a tzibur. And here's the Gemara's question: Isak adav tumah hetar b'tzibur. If you're going to hold tumah's hutra b'tzibur, lomeli l'ratzuye. Why do we need the ritzi of tzitz? Why shouldn't it be enough if the concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur? Amalach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer to you: Ki tani atzitz meratza di yachid. When does it say that the tzitz is meratza? That's going on the yachid. It said in the Braisa, B'yachid u'b'tzibur. So Rashi says that that's going on the beginning. That what is the tzitz meratza? Whether it was b'shaygeg, b'mezid, b'oynis, b'ratzen. And that includes, that goes on both yachid and tzibur. But ein echanami legabe a tzibur. You don't need the ritzi tzitz. On a tzibur it's enough. The concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur. If you would need plus, you would need ritzi tzitz, then it would indicate that tumah tchuya b'tzibur. So the Rav Nachman answers, just what is permitted equally by yachid and tzibur. But why it's permitted, it's different. Here, by tzibur, it's permitted because of tumah hutra b'tzibur, and by yachid, it's because of ritzi tzitz. Continues the Gemara, the Iboy is same, I'll give you a different pair. It's a filotay of a tzibur. You could say that perhaps you need the ritzi tzitz b'tzibur also. We have a rule, tumah hutra b'tzibur, b'hanech d'loy k'vileizman. It's not speaking about the tzibur which is k'vileizman, it's speaking about tzibur which is not k'vileizman. As we mentioned before, the main criterion is not tzibur, but the main criterion is whether it has a set time or it doesn't. So here, where do I need the ritzi tzitz? By those which are not k'vileizman. Meisra, I'll ask you a question from the following. When Aaron wears the tzitz, he carries upon himself the avera of the kadoshim, the chiezov, and unoiser. What avera is Aaron holding up with his tzitz, meaning that he is bringing forgiveness to Klal Yisrael for their avera? Im oven pigel, as Rashi explains, if it's the avera concerning a kavana of chutzlum kaimai to shech the korban outside of its correct place, harei kvar nemar, the Torah says lo yiratza, that it's possible, it's not accepted. So Aaron cannot forgive this avera. It will not be accepted. Vim of a nicer, and if we're speaking about having kavana, as Rashi explains, for chutzlas manoi, that it should become nicer, that I will shech it or do the zrika, that it should be eaten chutzlas manoi outside of its correct time and leave it over and make a pasul, harai kvar nemar lo yichashiv. On that, the Torah said it should not be considered, and it is pasul. So both of these averes, whether it's chutzla mekayim or chutzlas manoi, Aaron could not bear the avera of Klal Yisrael. It would not be good. He could not bear the avon HaKadoshim. He could not bring forgiveness for it. So, as we turn to Zion of Abay, so ain't a nice avon tumah. It must be that he is bringing forgiveness for the avera of tumah. As Rashi explains, tumah of, in the case of a yachid. And why would the tzitz help for Tumas Yachid Shehutra Mechlala B'tzibur? Because we find by Tumah a Kula that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. And therefore, be Yachid, we will use the Ritzu Tzitz on a Yachid, which would mean on a Korban, which is Ena Kavua Leizman, where we would not say the rule of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. What other item that permits do we have? We have the tzitz. And the tzitz works because we find a heter by korbanis of tumah hutra b'tzibur. V'kasha l'Rav Sheshes. This is an open kasha Rav Sheshes. Because Rav Sheshes says tumah tchuyahi b'tzibur. The more answers tanoi. It's a machalikas tanoim. the sign we learned in the Brayse, that sits bein sheyeshna metzchay bein sheena metzchay meratze. The tzitzis meratze, whether it's on the head of the forehead of the kohen gadol or it's not on his forehead. Divrei Rav Shimon. These are the words of Rav Shimon. As long as it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't have to be on the actual head of the kohen gadol. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, if it's still on his forehead, it's meratze. If it's not on his forehead, it's not meratze. And Rashi says this means that it's on his forehead, kishe'ira tumah ala korban. When there was tumah on the korban, then it was on his forehead. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say it's not totally when the korban was that the tumah came on the korban, but rather the tzitz is there b'shas avoidah. Amar l'Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol v'Yom Kippur m'yechicha, bring your proof from Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. She'ein oidei ha'metzvah, because when he does the avoidus pnim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he removes his eight begadim, his golden begadim. He puts on his four linen begadim. He's not wearing the tzitz at that time. And yet, if there was tum at that time, it would be meratzah. So you see clearly that the tzitz is meratzah, even if it's not on his forehead. And even according to Rashi, that it's totally on when the tumah happened on the korban. But since a live animal cannot be mekabel tumah, it would have to be that it became tumah after the shechita. After the shechita, he's already not wearing, the kohen gadol is already not wearing the tzitz. So you see that the tzitz works even when it's not on his forehead. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda responded, Hanach l'kohen gadol v'yom kippur, don't bring me a rav from kohen gadol v'yom kippur. Shetuma hutra l'bet sibur. Because over there, all his korbanos are considered korban sibur, and they are mutter bet sibur. Mechlal Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon, who argues on Rav Yehuda and wants to bring a raya from the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, he must hold tumah tchuya he betzibur. He says, no, I have a good proof that it works even when it's not on his forehead. What are you going to tell me? Tumah is hutra betzibur on Yom Kippur, but I hold tumah tchuya betzibur, and yet it works. It must be because it works even when the tzitz is not on the metzach, not on the forehead of the kohen gadol. And tomorrow shir, we will go into this sugya of whether the tzitz has to be on the kohen gadol to affect ritzui forgiveness, or whether it does not.